You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is a Monday, yes. It comes around every week, doesn't it? And not only that, it's Monday, the 29th of August. We're just making our way also to the end of the month, so we'll soon be in September in a couple of days. Anyway, great to be with you this morning, this Monday morning, 29th of August, and it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. A few things relevant to the date, which is the 29th of August, going back in touch. Also, some of the things starting off that are celebrated on this day. A day of remembrance of the defenders of Ukraine. There's no need to say where that is being celebrated. International Day Against Nuclear Tests. Miners' Day in Ukraine also being recognised today. Municipal Police Day in Poland. National Sports Day in India. Slovak National Uprising Anniversary in Slovakia. Telugu Language Day in India. And the last one for now, I don't know if any of you have seen it on the TV, because it started over the weekend. It's a Notting Hill Carnival, which is celebrated on the last Monday in August and the day before. So that was yesterday, of course, Sunday. Notting Hill, that is being celebrated in Notting Hill, which is in London.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Good.
There we go. Keep it coming. Start us off this morning, and that's Mr. Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, American, of course, American singer-songwriter. He's, by the way, he's 61. He was born in 1961. His age is 61. There's a bit of a coincidence there. And he is a songwriter, record producer, and an early figure in the new Jack Swing musical movement as well. Known for a collection of hits. That one isn't on the list, but there's things like I Want to Make It Last Forever, I'll Give You All My Love to You, Make You Sweat, Get Up On It, etc., etc. There we go. Starting us off this morning. I don't think it's going to be today. Looking out the studio window, it's very stormy this morning. It probably isn't going to be hot in the city today. This is Billy Idol. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 8 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Go, there's Mr. Billy Idol and Hot in the City, as I say, looking out the studio window right now, as the sun is, I guess, trying to come up, very cloudy, a little bit of a wind as well coming off the sea this morning. So, you need your paraguas, I think, this morning on your way into work. Time is 12 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers, but I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you
curious. Oh yeah, girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. 'Cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like midnight driving, your heart in, or the arms that hold you anytime you want them. That don't mean that we can't live here in the moment, 'cause I can be the one you love from time to time. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah, girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking. And if you like midnight driving with the windows down, and if you like going places we can't even pronounce, if you like to do whatever you've been dreaming about, baby, you're perfect. Baby, you're perfect. So let's start right now. And if you like cameras flashing every time we go out, oh yeah. If you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby, I'm perfect. Baby, we're perfect. If you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you
And that is called Perfect, and it is One Direction. And we're just a little bit late. We're just making our way up to 60 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. So I guess it's time for us to do this, get you on your way, showered up, smelling nice, especially if you're going to be using public transport, please, all right? And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning.
On a trip, ain't no thing.
on the groove line in the shower this morning with the band Heatwave, and time to get you, well, out of the shower. Here we go. Right, 20 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. I'll tell you what, that band Heatwave, it comes out of Dayton, Ohio, and it was formed back in 1975. And I tell you what, one of its most popular lines up, talk about, very diverse. We have got, this is the original lineup, Americans, Johnny Wilder Jr. and Keith Wilder. They are from Dayton, Ohio. Then you've got Englishmen, Rod Temperton and Roy Carter. A Swiss guy called Mario Mantesi. Czechoslovak, Ernest Bilbo Berger. And Jamaican, Eric Johns. So they are really diverse, isn't it? Good for them. Right, what we got lined up for you this morning, it is a Monday, it's a Music Monday today. And we will be linking up with Andreas on the telephone later on, Andreas Clemente, because we've got a little bit of surprise. We've got some tickets to give away for a movie. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. Apart from that, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, seeing how Yasmin's weekend went. And we're basically just laying back and having a nice time. Anyway, what do you think of it so far? Thank you very much. This is Robin, and it's called Show Me Love.
I've always been told that I've got too much pride, too independent to have you by my side. But my heart said all of you will see. Just don't live for someone until you live for me.
I tell you. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We don't even talk anymore. We don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer allowed. Some people work things out and some just don't know how to change.
Let's go wait till the water is dry. We might watch our whole lives pass us by. Let's go wait till the water is dry.
There we go, that's NSYNC and Water Runs Dry, which I guess is probably quite applicable if you're over in Europe right now, or in China for that matter. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way down towards the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Yes, indeed. And I tell you what, something else that I just would like to remind you about. If you're making your way into work right now, especially if you're in the Paitea area, why don't you pop in and see our friends at the Gourmet Store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store in Paitea Mall. Paitea Mall is right next to the Pacific Centre. So that's De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food store. They're waiting for you. Pop in there on your way into work this morning. Get yourself something for breakfast, some nice empanadas, something like that. All right, they're waiting for you Monday to Saturday. The De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food store. Right, I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to take a look at some of the local news, which has sort of popped up, and we'll be looking at this, as we do, more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. For now, let's see what we got. We've got Archbishop of Panama. This is Jose Domingo Ulloa. He reiterated that the first stage of the so-called single dialogue table that takes place in Benanome, this is in the province of Coclay, is already in its completion stage. In this first stage, we knew that to keep it with the primary actors, we would receive criticism from some sectors, even criticism from some actors at the table. And that is good, Ulloa said. This is at Sunday Mass. The Archbishop also said that it has been the will of the alliances, the social movement and the executive, that is allowing agreements to be reached that must be fulfilled and honoured for the good of our people, mainly those who need them most, he went on to say. Here, there are no winners or losers, but only one winner, and that winner is Panama, he emphasised. Now, although the representatives of the parties have agreed on some ideas, such as proposing the incorporation of the business sector in the intersectoral table, they did not find common points on the issues that would be analysed. The debate stalled as there was no understanding of the issues that would be addressed in a second phase. Both the executive and the group sitting at the table agreed to resume talks on the 2nd of September. The Chamber of Commerce and Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, insisted on Sunday that the national urgency must be the creation of jobs in the private sector and the promotion of formal entrepreneurship through an adequate framework for business development. Now, according to the CCIAP, all this must be accompanied by study plans focused on preparing a qualified workforce to meet the needs of the labour market so that people have the ability to access positions that allow their growth and professional development and at the same time improve their living conditions and that of their families. If 7 out of 10 Panamanians work for micro, small and medium-sized companies, it is necessary that we resume actions that allow strengthening the development of these companies, such as plans that facilitate access to credit and development of programs that promotes the hiring of professional part-time, among others, stated the organization. This was on its Sunday column, La Camera Opina. The financial reserves of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem for disability, old age and death, the IVM, had a resounding fall of $814.63 million in 1 year. These savings used to pay pensions when income is not enough went from $2,226 million to $1,411 million between March 21 and March of 22. This is according to a report on the situation of the programs administered by the Social Security Fund, the CSS. On July the 25th, a letter was sent to the president of the CSS Board of Directors. This is Ida Michelle Ureña de Maduro, in which it was said that there was concern that the IVM reserve had to be used to deal with 2022 deficits. The concern lies in the decapitalization of the institution and the adverse impact that the situation is having on finances. With a portfolio of $80 million available for financing, Banismo is the first bank in the country to offer loans to tourism companies as part of the agreement signed by the Tourism Authority of Panama with the Inter-American Development Bank. During the tourism forum held by the Panamanian Association of Business Executives, Daniel Arvelo, IDB Investment Officer, commented that the credits will be used to strengthen the operation of hotels, agencies, tour operators and entertainment companies, among others that participate in the tourist activity. The IDB executive, by the way, pointed out that the financing will range from $5,000 with the aim of supporting the operation of the companies after the local bank closed financing, to the sector due to the health crisis. So that's opening up a little bit of finance. The announcement by the Ministry of Public Works of the commission of a future coastal highway that connects the province of Panama with the interior of the country called the attention of environmentalists and road specialists, especially by the impacts that the work and its financing would have. Now, the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabonge, specified that the waterfront would start from the Panama Pacifico area in Arihan until it reaches Loma Campana in Capira. The cost of the work would be $517 million and it would be tendered in the next few weeks through the public-private partnership regime. Now, in addition, by the way, those who want to use the new road will have to pay a toll, as happens on the corridors. Sabonge defined this route as an alternative road to the beach corridor, a project that was reduced and now resumed this last week. The theft of $748,000 from the Caledonia branch of the National Bank of Panama, according to the authorities, required technique and sophistication. The information was released by the attorney in charge, Javier Caraballo, who assured that this is a complex investigation and explained that the groups that are dedicated to this type of criminal behavior have become very technical. Caraballo added that the investigation is going at a good pace. Something similar was said by the director of the National Police, John Dornheim, who assured that there is a very strong line of investigation. However, so far nobody has been apprehended. And lastly, quickly, 28 young Israeli volunteers are here, belonging to the non-governmental organization Heroes for Life. They started a social work in Panama on the 28th of August. The volunteers visited the San Ramon building located on Cay M in San Miguelito, that's the Caledonia district. And they're going to be here. They're going to be helping out and working through till September the 8th. And that's it. There's our look. There's some of those things here that are relevant to us in the Republic of Panama. As I said, we'll be looking at that in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Doesn't matter.
There we go. That's Yvonne Elliman, and I can't have you here on The Breakfast Show. And I tell you what, I've just taken a look at some of the bits and pieces that Neil's got for us this morning, all to do with what's happening on today's date. It is, by the way, yes, it's the 29th of August. We're whipping through August. Well, we've finished, haven't we? A couple of days, it'll be September. In the year 708, copper coins are minted in Japan for the first time. And in 1825, Portugal recognises the independence of where? Of Brazil. Yep, absolutely. 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. That is Foreign and Hot-Blooded. Now, just chatting, Yasmin's here with us in the studio, and she was telling me about the, was it Comic-Con, I think it was, and there was a picture there of Juan Diego de, Vasquez in a cape, and I was just saying to Yasmin, he should wear that to work. We need somebody with a cape in the legislative, don't we? Right, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. I'm going to be keeping you company through till 10 this morning. Hope you can stick around for as long as possible. That is Avril Lavigne and Complicated. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, a few good mornings to say. Good morning Senor Francisco. Senor Francisco Conte, very good morning to you. Dropped us a little good wish for this morning. And also to Mary Lou and Renee and Rick. Good fun. We went to the little get-together on Saturday night because they're leaving Panama. I think it's Thursday, I think they're leaving. And they're going up to the States for a while, but they're going to go to Greece. For a 2-year holiday, I think it is, or something like that. And I'm sure they're going to settle in well when they get out there. There are worse places to be, you know. We're 9 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is Chapel and Hart. You can have him, Jolene.
Hey!
time ago. Bit of country for you this morning. That was Leroy Parnell and Country Down to My Soul, preceded by Chapel Heart and You Can Have Him, Jolene, which is a follow-on from the original one, Jolene, by Dolly Parton. And she blesses that one. She loves it, apparently. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're 2.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Bit of Brenda Lee. Remember Brenda Lee? Taking us there. Going back to the year 1960 with that one, Brenda Lee, and I'm Sorry. By the way, just want to remind you about one thing. Our sponsors, and Quinta 24, remember, every 6 minutes, apparently, they sell a car. Yes, somebody buys one in Quinta 24 every 6 minutes, and you have got more than 5,000 cars to pick from here in Panama. Do it quickly, because they go fast, don't they? In Quinta 24, you publish it, what happens? They buy it. Right, time on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to take a look at some of the international headlines for this Monday morning. We'll see what's happening in the big wide world. The Kremlin has called on the international community on Monday to put pressure on Ukraine. This is to reduce military tension in the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, accusing Kiev of endangering Europe ahead of a visit to the facility by the UN nuclear watchdog. The International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, said earlier on Monday that it would inspect the plant this week and that the IAEA team was en route to the facility, which has become the focus of international concern, with both Ukraine and Russia accusing each other of imperiling its safety. Russia's Defense Ministry said on Monday that Russian forces shot down a Ukrainian drone which was trying to attack the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. The Defense Ministry said that the drone was shot down by Russian troops placed on the roof of one of the buildings of the nuclear plant on Sunday. It said that there was no serious damage and radiation levels were normal. In her teens, this is Giorgia Meloni. She used to sneak out at the dead of night and help plaster her Rome neighborhood with far-right posters playing a game of cat and mouse with leftist foes that could easily turn violent. Well, fast forward 30 years, and Meloni is no longer needs now clandestine sorties to get her message out. Instead, her image adorns billboards across the country of Italy. This is ahead of elections on the 25th of September that could crown her as Italy's first female prime minister. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called on Monday for an enlargement of the European Union to eventually include Ukraine, Moldova and Georgia, and said a gradual transition to majority voting was a stepping stone to growing the bloc. Faced with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Scholz urged the EU's 27 members to close ranks, resolve old conflicts and find new solutions, and said that Germany would keep up its support for Kiev for as long as it takes. Authorities in China's southern city of Shenzhen shut the world's largest electronics market of Huangdi and suspended service at 24 subway stations on Monday in a bid to curb an outbreak of COVID-19. Three key buildings in the sprawling area, comprised of thousands of stores selling microchips, telephone parts and other components to manufacturers, will stay still closed until the 2nd of September. Local community officials confirmed Monday's closure to Reuters, while three people working there said that building managers had told them to work from home. Australia wants the closest possible relationship with Papua New Guinea, Foreign Minister Penny Wong said on Monday, marking the new Labour government's first visit to its northern neighbour amid competition with China for influence. Prime Minister James Marape was returned to the role in August after Papua New Guinea's national election and will meet with Wong on Monday today. Papua New Guinea has previously turned down a Chinese offer to redevelop a naval base. Canberra is funding Telstra's acquisition of PNG's biggest mobile provider, Digicel, to counter a growing Chinese influence in the Pacific Islands. Brazil's main presidential candidates took their gloves off on Sunday and laid into each other in the first presidential debate for the October general election, with accusations of corruption and threats to democracy. Incumbent far-right president, this is Jair Bolsonaro, who has been heavily criticized for his handling of the COVID-19 crisis and attacks on Brazil's voting system, is running against former president Ignacio Lula da Silva, who left office with record popularity but was convicted of bribery in 2017. And in Peru, the sister-in-law of Peruvian president Pedro Castillo was given 30 months of pretrial detention on Sunday, the most serious escalation so far in a host of criminal investigations that have targeted the leader's inner circle. Castillo has often referred to Jennifer Paredes, his sister-in-law, who he and his wife raised since she was little, as his daughter. Well, prosecutors allege that she was part of a group that engaged in influence peddling to assign public contracts to allies of Castillo in the home region of Cajamarca in the Peruvian Andes. Two journalists were shot to death by unknown assailants on a motorcycle who attacked them while they were traveling in a car on a highway in northern Colombia, police said on Sunday. Linier Montero, the director of an online radio station, and Dilia Contreras, the director of an online news website, were killed near the municipality of Fundación in the department of Magdalena as they were returning from patron saint festivals in a nearby village. And a body that was found earlier this week in a Mexican resort town is believed to be that of a missing former radio host, though forensic tests were pending, local authorities said on Sunday. Candida Cristal Vasquez, a former radio presenter who also worked in communications for the local police, was reported missing in late July. And that's something in the international news and also sort of in the Americas, news of the Americas as well. And that has brought us to 7 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In the night, I go walking in. of the night. I go walking in my sleep through the valley of fear to a river so deep. I'm searching for something taken out of my soul. Something I can never lose. Something somebody stole. I'm tired and I don't wanna walk anymore. Oh, my God, I'll take the rest of my life until I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the jungle of doubt to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something someone to find. It can only be seen by the eyes of the blind in the middle of the night. Not sure about life after this. God knows I've never been a spiritual man. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the desert of truth to the rivers of deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
in the middle of the night, in the middle of, I'm walking in the middle of, I'm walking in the middle of, oh,
past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, you go do see do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go. We're gonna boogie. gonna fuck you. Yeah.
That's a boot scooting boogie, and that was for Mary Lou this morning. She drops her note, wishes everybody a great Monday. So there you are. Yep, that was your request for this morning, Mary Lou. I've enjoyed that one. I know she likes a bit of country. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to do what we're going to do now. We're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather for this morning, 29th of August. And let's start, as we do, there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. We're looking temperature-wise, 30 degrees being the maximum, with 24 the minimum. 35 degrees, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, not too bad today, 78% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon, though, and isolated showers tonight. Moving across to West Panama, we're looking at 30 degrees, max 23 minimum, 35 thermal sensation, 77 relative humidity, not much change there at all. We're looking at it being cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the course of the afternoon, and tonight we've got back to cloudy. Moving up here to the metropolitan area, let's see if we're any different today. Don't think so. It looks all pretty much the same today. 30 degrees being the maximum, 24 the minimum, 35 that thermal sensation with 75% relative humidity. It is cloudy right now, I can vouch for that, and quite breezy as well, by the way. We're looking at it, say, cloudy for this morning, those stormy rains in the afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Bay of Panama, around about the Perlis Islands, in that direction, 29 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum, 34 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 80% the relative humidity. Few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight as well. So that looks the best place to be during the course of today. Moving on to maritime conditions for this Monday morning. Let's start by taking a look at the tide, starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 5:05 this morning, and that's 4.79 metres. Low tide will be at 11:15 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. The second high tide, that'll be at 5:18 p.m., 4.75 metres. And the last low tide, that'll be at 11:28 tonight, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we're looking at Caribbean high tide. That was at 1:24 this morning, 0.21 of a metre. Low tide will be at 8:55, just before 9 o'clock this morning, 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 3:37 p.m., 0.15 of a metre. And the last low tide, that'll be at 8:50 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. So there we go. There's the tides. Now, looking at the actual sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean. Good conditions this morning. No advisory for you there. We've got 2 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south. Waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continue with 2 kilometre an hour winds are going up to 20 kilometres in the afternoon, south-southeasterly direction. The waves, they're going to stay at 1 foot. On the Pacific, we have got good conditions for this morning, 2 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-north-west. It was certainly a little bit more windier than that when I got up this morning. Waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue, happy to say. Waves not changing, 2 feet. Wind, not much change there either, 5 to 20 kilometres an hour. The direction will be from the south during the course of the afternoon. So there you go. There's your look at the weather for this Monday morning. Sisters with Voices and right here. Breakfast show time, 26 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some international business news in a few minutes time. And also take a look, released over the weekend, released I think it was Friday, Elton John together with Britney Spears and Hold Me Closer. I had a little listen to that at the weekend. I'm going to be playing that for you in a little while as well. See what you think about it. See what I think about it. I tell you what, we're going to take another oldie. We're going to go back again to the year 1960. Mr. Roy Orbison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only the Lonely.
Only the lonely.
another classic. Yes, Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. And also, don't forget, if you're out and about right now making your way into the office, do pop in to the Day Gourmet store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's also now in Paitia Mall. Paitia Mall, of course, is the little strip mall which is right next to the Pacific Centre. So you can pop in there really quite easily. Go and get yourself something for your breakfast. Something to start the day, all right? Empanada, something like that. That's how it goes, all right? Their gourmet store, the delicatessen and speciality food store in Paitia Mall. Pop along and, well, have a great breakfast. Time for us to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. European shares dropped on Monday while bond yields surged as comments from central bank policymakers heightened fears of aggressive measures to stamp out inflation amid rising risks of a recession. The stocks at 600 index fell 0.9% to a more than 1 month low, with interest rate sensitive tech stocks tumbling 1.8%. Germany's 10-year yield rose 10 basis points to a 2-month high. European Central Bank, the ECB board member Isabel Schnabel, warned over the weekend that central banks must act forcefully to combat inflation, even if that dragged economies into recession, while governing council member François Villeroy and policymaker Martins Kazaks also signalled another big rate step in September. Their comments followed Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's warning on Friday that the United States Central Bank would raise rates as high as needed to restrict growth and keep them there for some time. The CBOE's volatility index, Wall Street's fear gauge, hit a 7-week high on Monday morning on mounting risk of more aggressive rate hikes from the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. The volatility index, or VIX, jumped 7.4 points to 27.46, its highest level since July the 14th. Europe's equivalent, the Euro Stoxx 50 volatility index, jumped 2.7 points to as much as 29.606, its highest level since the 19th of July. The British pound fell to its lowest level since March of 2020 on Monday, mounting concern about the economic outlook gave traders added reason to dump the currency against the broadly robust US dollar. A fresh downgrade to British economic forecasts from Goldman Sachs added to the downbeat mood towards sterling, which has slumped over 13% against the dollar this year. In a note published on Monday, Goldman said that it expected a British recession to begin in the fourth quarter of 2022 and forecast the economy would contract 5.6% in 2023. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck expects gas prices to fall soon as Germany is making progress on its storage targets and won't have to pay the high asking prices currently commanding the market, he said on Monday. As a result, the markets will calm and go down, he said, adding that they had a shot up recently, due to high demand as well as market speculation, which could not be sustained long term. The world must continue to extract oil and gas. This is in order to sustain civilization while also developing sustainable sources of energy, Tesla founder Elon Musk told reporters at a conference in Norway on Monday. Realistically, I think we need to use oil and gas in the short term because otherwise civilization will crumble, Musk said. This was on the sidelines of an energy conference in the southern city of Stavanger. That's it. Those are some of the things we're looking at in the international news for this morning here on the Breakfast Show.
Because of what I'm putting down, ooh, baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind that uses a visual rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Jimmy Jones and Handyman. Yes, remember that one. That was 1960 as well. 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Right, from the 1960s, let's come right up to date, shall we? Because I was mentioning earlier over the weekend, long-awaited single from Elton John and Britney Spears was released over the weekend. And that was, Hold Me Closer was the name of that. So anyway, I did get myself a copy over the weekend and decided to have a listen. And I thought I'd share it with you this morning. See what do you think? Let me know. You can always WhatsApp us. The number, of course, is 677-188-22, 677-188-22. All right. See what you think of this one. Elton John, Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer. We'll be right back. Closer, Elton John together with Britney Spears there. I remember when he did the record with Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, and I said, I love it, that'll be a hit. People said, nah, no it won't. And it was, it got to number one. That one, Elton John and Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer, that's got to number one apparently already, so it doesn't really matter what I think about it, does it? I mean, come on. If I had heard that and somebody hadn't told me that Britney Spears was on the record, I'd never have known. It's nice enough. I prefer the original of Tiny Dancer, which, of course, what that is, what that's based on. But as a Britney Spears come back to the music scene, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. I wouldn't have even known she was there. It's so processed. You know, I want to hear Britney Spears. I want to hear her come back. I want to hear her sing. I didn't hear her sing on that. I heard a processed piece of music that's obviously made to be a hit, and just by the sound. And I guess it is, so I say. It doesn't matter what I think, because it's already a hit. But would I buy it? Probably not. I tell you what I do like, though. I like the one that's at number two. George Ezra and Green Grass.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass. Hold
your lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass. Undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Where my skin grows old, where my breath grows cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you.
Seconds from my heart, I put it from the door. Helpless I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, silence hit so hard. Cause it was almost love, almost love. It was almost love, it was almost.
When I heard that sound, and the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Yeah, my skin grows old, yeah, my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you.
It was almost love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on. Someone but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell. So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
When I heard that sound.
following on from George Ezra's Green Green Grass. That's the Rag and Bone Man, and that is called Skin. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and I was just taking a look at some of those other things relevant to today's date. Also, by the way, don't forget, coming up this morning, in the next hour of this morning's program, got a bit of a treat for you. We are going to be linking up. As you probably remember, Andreas said that he was going off to the States. He's going off to Miami. He's up there at the moment, but we're all being well, we're going to link in with him at around about 8:30 this morning, because we have got lots of tickets to give away for the movies, which is always very nice. Let me just tell you what we have for you. We've got, firstly, we've got 10 double passes. In other words, 10 sets of tickets. That's 20 people. You don't all have to go together, though. We've got 10 double passes to the movie. The name in English is The 3,000 Years of Longing. And the premiere is tomorrow, 7 p.m. This is at Cinemark Pacific Centre. And people should send... Andreas will give you a trivia question. And then what we'll want you to do is answer that question with your full name by WhatsApp. And you will win it. So Andreas is going to give you a little question to do a little bit later on, 8:30 this morning. And also another movie, which is... 5 double passes. Okay, so 5 tickets for 2 people. And the name of that movie in English is Where the Crawdads Sing. And the premiere is on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And this is at Cinepolis Alta Plaza. And again, Andreas will be giving you a trivia question as well for that one as well, to win those tickets. So do stay tuned. It's going to be around about 8:30 this morning. And sort of Alex popping into my head there, let me just say a very big thank you to him. If you remember last week, I was telling you a bit of a problem with one of our computers here in the studio. It's taking about a year to run up and was causing a few problems. Well, Alex got it all fixed for me over the weekend, and everything is fine. So big thanks to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Now, a couple of things relevant to today's date, the 29th of August. We have a patent that was issued to Robert Turner, and that's because he came up with the self-regulating wagon brake. There we go. That was in 1828. 1831, in London, Michael Faraday successfully demonstrates the first electrical transformer. And in 1835, the John Batman and Associates, they buy land from the Australian Aborigines and officially establish the city of Melbourne. And the last one by now, do you know what I mean by a cog railway? Well, I'll tell you what, a good example of a cog railway is if you go to the Miraflores locks, the original ones, and if you look at the locomotives that they use to guide the vessels through the canals, that's what you would call a cog locomotive. It's on its tracks, it has a cog which runs underneath and moves the train along. That's how it moves along. It's all very clever stuff, you know. Well, in 1869, the Mount Washington Cog Railway opens, making it the world's first rack railway. So there we go. A couple of interesting things for you there. Also, later on today, we'll be taking a look at some facts about ants, which Renee sent in earlier on this morning. We'll try and get everything in for you anyway. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Booty and the Blowfish. Take a walk together, walk the road a while, 'cause
He died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
And that's it. There we go. That is Billy. Don't be a hero. Here on the Breakfast Show, that has brought us up to towards the top of the hour. And that, by the way, was Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Right. It is time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. And I'll tell you what, don't forget either that we are going to be still coming up for lunchtime. I know you've got your breakfast sitting down. It's time to think about lunch. One of the things you could do is go and visit our friends at the Day Gourmet Store. This is in Paitia Mall. Okay, right next to the Pacific Center in Paitia. Can't miss it. And there you'll find, say, the Gourmet Store, and you will find the much sought after grabs and go. Yep, grab and go. Delicious dishes that are ready to heat and enjoy. Couldn't be a better choice for lunch. Do try it out. The Gourmet Store in Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you from Monday through till Saturday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
was an easy chair. Love fresh as the morning air. One love that is shared by two.
Started off with the band War and The World is a Ghetto, followed on there Barbra Streisand, of course, and theme from A Star is Born. I was watching a piece on listening to a piece yesterday on BBC Radio 2 in the afternoon. They did a special on Barbra Streisand because she's in her 80th year. She is 80 years of age. Absolutely incredible. What a beautiful voice. And, well, time on The Breakfast Show. I guess it's probably around about time we did this, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Monday. What a great weekend. Lots and lots of rain. Yes, the Ark did come, as we have well known, that the Ark is always making a little voyage out here. I thought the rain was supposed to be like this in, like, October. Man, it would rain, the sun would come out, it'd be gorgeous, and then it'd rain some more. I have swimming pools around the house. I was wondering if my house was going to be the Ark and all them kitty cats is going to come inside me, is going to float down the road. Well, but it has cleared up today. Our sunny blue skies, green everywhere, kitty cats outside fighting over food. Oh, there's a little yellow tabby cat. I want to say hello, kitty kitty. His name is Goalie. Yeah, you know how he got his name. From El Machetazo, the cat Goalie, and where everybody, you know, the cat there used to be a tiger cat color, you know, kind of that greenish brown. But I took pictures of my Goalie when I had him, and I showed him to Jeanette Pohl, and she looked at him, and she saw him, and I told him stories and stories about how wonderful this cat was. So she changed the color of her mascot to a yellow kitty cat because of my Goalie Goalie. So I'm so proud of my little Goalie Goalie. I'm so proud of all my little kitty cats. The Romilias are blooming. I put some tomatoes into the bed the other day, so I'm hoping those didn't get washed away in the epic storm we had. And we've got, oh my goodness, those impatiens, they just keep growing and growing and growing. It's amazing. You cut one off, you think it's going to die. I was cleaning up the wood pile so that we could add more wood to it. And there was a piece of one of those impatiens growing on the cement block holding the tarp down. So my good guy, he scraped it off and he put it in the ground. So we got an extra impatient growing there. Wow. The ferns got all beat up last night, too, because they're next to the drain pipes. All that rain coming down off the roof, they got beat up a little bit. but the papaya trees look good. Got two guanabanas this weekend. One I picked, the other one jumped from the tree and said, no! So we'll see if those turn out to be any good and how long they take to ripen. All right, you guys be safe. I'm driving into the city. Don't you leave me any traffic on your tail, all right? And you got that. All right, back to you in the studio.
And a big thank you to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk for today. She's making her way here off to us here in the city. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. A few minutes time, we'll link up with, we'll look up with Andreas Clementi, and we'll take a look at a couple of movies that are starting this week, and we've got tickets to give away. We have lots of tickets to give away. We'll be doing that soon, so do hang around. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. I find my limo driver, missed to take us to the show. I've been making some plans for later on tonight. I find a little queen and I know I can treat her right.
The Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
Love will keep us together from Kim Wilde. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are making our way to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And it's time to take a little trip, a vacation, to Miami. And we say good morning to... Hello, Andreas.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
You look as if you're wrapped up, trying to keep warm, and you just got out of bed.
I look like I am starting to pack.
Oh, you're coming back.
I'm going back tomorrow, but there's a lot to pack, so I like to start slowly.
Right.
From the day before, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm coming in tomorrow morning early, so I'd rather get it out of the way so I can enjoy the day, and then tomorrow is just go to the airport.
Oh, okay. Yes, so you've got a lot of packing. You bought me a lot of nice things?
I bought zero things for you.
Oh.
Zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for me, to be honest. Just for the girls.
How's your trip been? Good?
Good. I came alone with my 4-year-old.
Right.
And my wife stayed in Panama with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an experience. Apparently 4-year-olds demand a lot of attention.
Oh, well, you should know by now.
I should have, yes. But normally there's two of us. And this one's just me. And it's
tell me, how was she on the airplane?
She was fine. She enjoys it. But you do have to pay a lot of it. Like, they require your complete attention for every movie she's watching or drawing she's doing or doll she's playing. Like, she wants you involved in all those things. So
right.
It's not like I can fall asleep while she watches TV. Mm-hmm. She wants me involved. So
is that the same doll that you play with in the studio?
Yes, correct.
Oh, nice. Very nice. It's a nice one. Yeah.
It's a beautiful doll.
Anyway, Lou, we have got an abundance an abundance of tickets to give away this morning.
I heard.
Yeah?
I heard. Jasmine set up the bat signal to ask me for some trivia for this. Yeah.
And of course, you're away, so you missed sort of, was it, what they call it? What they call it? Yes, Comic Con or whatever, what the was done?
I did miss Comic Con, yeah.
Yeah. Because Jasmine didn't go either, but there was a picture circulating of Juan Diego Vasquez in a cape.
And who's that?
The legislator, the independent legislator.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought, no, I think it's great. I think we need more people in the legislative that wear capes and do good things.
There you go.
You see?
So we got legislator people that are heroes.
And we do indeed. We do. Yes, believe it or not. Anyway, what do you know about the movies? These two movies.
I have not seen them. They have premiered. But they have a lot of cachet behind them. Mm. You could say they're people that have made the movies are people that have been in movies for quite some time. So that obviously creates expectations, you know? It has expectations when you see the people involved in the production of these movies. So I'm excited to watch them if I get a chance.
And I've noticed in one of them, Idris Elba's in one with Tilda Swinton.
Yes, Idris Elba plays a genie.
Oh.
A literal genie, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Not like me. I'm a genius.
Well, debatable.
Okay, fair. Let's move on.
Self-diagnosed.
Now, for that particular movie, I was telling our listeners earlier, we have got 10 double tickets to give away. So that's
20 seats.
That's 20 seats we've got to give away. So that's 10 double passes to the movie. Now, the name in English is The 3,000 Years of Longing. And see, I've got it here in Espanol.
That's also the title of my autobiography, by the way.
Okay, yeah, right. What are you longing for then? Be back here on the studio, you know?
Yes, I'm just longing to be back in the studio.
No, creo que es wrong, but in Espanol is Eras un vez un genio.
There you go, man. Beautiful Spanish.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, perfect. So now we have got tickets to give away. As I say, we've got 10 double tickets, so it's 10 tickets for two people. And it is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Cinemark here in the Pacific Center, Empire Tier. And you have got a question for everybody.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So the question is as follows. Okay. This is the question for 3,000 Years of Longing. So, George Miller, the director of 3,000 Years of Longing, is also the director of this popular Best Picture Oscar nominee.
Mm-hmm.
So, George Miller made a movie that was Oscar nominated for Best Movie, Best Picture.
Okay.
What was that movie?
All right. Now, for what we do is the first... First 10 people that drop us a WhatsApp on the 6, you'll get it right, on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Well, Yasmin, can they call you on the phone as well, or?
No, it's better on WhatsApp because we have all the information there.
Okay.
They need to give us the full name and we get the cell phone number there.
Okay, all right. So, yes, so if you do it on WhatsApp, 677-188-22, give us the answer to that question. It's for the movie, which is 3,000 Years of Longing, and premiere tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Cinema Pacific Center. And people should send your answer to our WhatsApp number, 677-188-22. And the question was, again, Andreas?
George Miller, the director of 3,000 Years of Longing, directed this Oscar-nominated Best Picture.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. So we'll do that now. There is more. Don't go away. Because
yes,
we've also got Da-dun. I don't have a... Da-da-da-da-dun. Da-dun.
Another movie.
Another movie, and we've got five double tickets. In other words, five double passes for people, so that's 10 seats. Now, the name of this movie in English is Where the Crawdads Sing, and the premiere is on Wednesday, so this is the day after tomorrow, 7:30, and this is at Cinepolis Alta Plaza, all right?
Yep.
And do you know much about this movie?
I know it's a book. I know it's one of these classic super romantic books, a coming-of-age story, you might say. And it's very popular, I guess. I don't know much about it mm-hmm. more than that. And well, here we are.
All right.
And a person with a lot of power produced this movie.
Okay. All right. And you have a question for this movie as well.
Yes, we do. So the movie is, who is the popular Hollywood celebrity that produced Where the Crawdads Sing? The producer of this film is a popular celebrity in Hollywood, a very popular celebrity in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, so the movie again is, it's the, in English, it's where the, come on.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
And I'm wondering what a crawdad is.
Me too. And in Spanish it's called Chica Salvaje, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right. So there we go. We have five double tickets to give away for that one. So that's five tickets for two people. And again, the English name of the film, Where the Crawdads Sing, it is premiering on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at Cinepolis Alta Plaza. And please send your answer from the question to, let me give it to you, the WhatsApp number again, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. And a big thank you to Andreas for taking the time to be with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
Of course, sir. Pleasure.
And
Pleasure.
Interrupting your little getaway. But, will you be back with us here in the studio this week?
I hope so. I haven't seen anything, I've got to be honest, but I always like to chat.
Right. All right, well, look, thanks so much for that, and for we'll be repeating this for the people here, but we did want Andreas to give us those little questions for the giveaway. So Andreas, thank you so much. You take care, and go off and do your packing again.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All the best. Take care. Andreas Clemente, he'll be back with us here in the studio, all being well. That's going to be, oh no, I've got to check, when's he coming in? He's coming in Wednesday. There we go. So, we'll look forward to that. And, right, back to the music, and I will, when we come back from this, I'll just remind you once again on those tickets. All right?
Elle s'en vit dans sa mansarde. Lola vient écouter le murmure des fontaines qui bavardent à travers les prés et les rosées. Elle lui raconte la légende du pays aux oiseaux. Et pour mieux l'entendre, Lola se penche à l'ombre des roseaux.
Fabuleuse, où des oiseaux par milliers, une île miraculeuse, s'envolent éparpillées,
dispersées.
Ils promènent au vent dans le sillage, voyageurs,
des millions de plumes
dans un
nuage
de
carré, amoureux.
Chez Lola
sauce, le murmure, lancinant des ruisseaux, qui parcourt des plaines et des longs.
Tell you what, there's one going way back in time, that one. That's Blue Stars and Lullaby of Birdland. If you are keeping an eye on the timer, 11 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock, still to come, top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you. And also, in the last hour, I'll be checking to see how Yasmin's weekend went, and also perhaps a couple of tracks from this day in music. All right, now, let me just very quickly, because we're getting some people coming in already, which is brilliant. And let me just give you a quick rundown again on these two movies. Now, we've got 10 double tickets, in other words, 10 passes for two people, so that'll be 20 seats. And the film is 3,000 Years of Longing, and this is premiering tomorrow, that's Tuesday, at 7 p.m. at Cinemark in Pacific Centre. And all you've got to do is answer the trivia question that was given to us by Andreas. George Miller, the director of 3,000 Years of Longing, is also the director of this popular Best Picture Oscar movie, all right? And he wants to know what that movie is, okay? So that's that one. The other one, which is on Wednesday, which is the movie where the Crawdads sing. The premiere is on Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. This is at Cinepolis in Alta Plaza. And again, send your answer to the trivia question, which is, who is the popular Hollywood celebrity that produced Where the Crawdads Sing? All right, just want to know who the producer is. And you can get two tickets for that. We've got five tickets for two people to give away for that one. Again, just send us a WhatsApp, the number 677-188-22, 677-188-22. And so we've got quite a few to give away, so if they don't all go today, don't worry, we will, if we still got tickets, we will try again early tomorrow morning. And that's it then, so well, big thanks to Andreas once again for meeting, for joining us in the program. Now, let's go back to some music. We're going to go to this one. This is Calvin Harris and Friends.
Focus on seeing all that he needs.
let you know I fuck with you. I think I want to fly you to Peru from Malibu. I wish I had you to myself. I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got vision, so you winning. Body fine, need a mitten. If I fuck up, then forgive me. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I felt like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen a ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, she let me get right inside. Yeah, she new to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be my
because that is new to you, and that is Calvin Harris together there. And a special guest on that one, he's got Normani, Tinashe, and Offset on there. And so, well, these are all coming in. Thank you very much, those of you writing in with regards to the two movies. Yasmin will come and get back to you later on this morning. So thank you for that, and she'll come back and tell you if and when, you know, if you've won, she'll tell you that, and also sort out how to get the tickets to you. I guess you'll pick them up at the theatre. Right, I tell you what, another one from quite popular at the moment. This one comes from John Legend.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hand. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend the big funds. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side kick out of London. Well, stop, boy, boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dudes, got the lace with a glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans. Give me
Thank you.
owner. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Do you know all us DJs have to finish that song for him? Dance! Why didn't you just put it on the end? Save us a lot of work. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Para con nosotros desde las 4:30 AM hasta las 11 PM, Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We'll be right back.
18 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's program. That was Sade, and never as good as the first time. A couple of you have dropped me a WhatsApp and asked if I could repeat the information about the movies and also the questions and the you got the contact number. Could you ask me? We've got 10 double tickets to give away to the first movie. The name in English is 3,000 Years of Longing, and the premiere is tomorrow, okay, Tuesday, 7 p.m. at Cinemark Pacific Center. Now, people should send the answer to the trivia question, which I'm going to give you in just a moment, with your full name and by WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Okay? 677-18822. Now, the question that Andreas asked was this. This is for this particular movie. George Miller, the director of 3,000 Years of Longing, is also the director of this popular Best Picture Oscar nominee. We want the name of that movie. Let me give you that again. George Miller, the director of 3,000 Years of Longing, is also the director of this popular Best Picture Oscar nominee movie. And just give us the name of the movie. That was the first one. Now, the second movie, this is for five double tickets, in other words, for 10 people, five double passes to get in. Now, the name of this movie is Where the Crawdads Sing. Now, the premiere is on Wednesday. This is at 7:30 p.m. at Cinepolis Alta Plaza. All right, now, the first movie that is at Cinemark here in the Pacific Center by Tier. This movie on Wednesday is at the Cinepolis Alta Plaza. Now, all you've got to do is send the answer again to the trivia question with your full name to our WhatsApp number 677-18822. All right, 677-18822. Now, the trivia question from Andreas. Who's the popular Hollywood celebrity that produced Where the Crawdads Sing? We want to know the name of the producer, a popular Hollywood celebrity. She's the producer of the movie Where the Crawdads Sing. Just give us that, give us your name, and Yasmin will be getting back with you a little bit later on this morning, okay, if you are a winner. All right, there we are. Hope that's all okay for you. I can always repeat it again. Also, if we've got some tickets left, we'll be doing it early tomorrow morning in the program as well. We'll be checking in with Yasmin after this one, see how her weekend went. She'll probably give a little bit more information on these movies as well, about how she'll contact you. Christopher!
When I touch you, I can feel you shivering. I can feel your heart is beating fast. We are alone in this crowded room. Oh, tonight there is something happening, and it's something that should never be. But there's a flame over you and me. I'd love you there for a long, long time. And we'll discover all our deepest secrets and let the spirit go flying free. Until the dawn breaks over the sea.
I can see the light shining in your eyes.
the water, Mr. Chris De Burke there. Right, let's take a wander down the corridor and see what Yasmin's up to. Ho ho. Bum, 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 bum. Good morning again, Yasmin.
Good morning again.
Yes. Oh, your office is looking nice this morning.
Looks dark.
Yeah, I know. Didn't it pour and rain again just a few minutes ago? Because when we look out of our studio window, we see that island, which is just off Punta Pacifica. And we couldn't see it, could we?
Yes.
It was gone. Yes. It disappeared. It's back again now, though. But that was quite a shower.
Yes.
Yeah. I managed to talk to the lady, Mariotto, who is the number two at the Panama Canal. She was at the event we went to. She was there and chatted with her. And I asked about, you know, how's the water situation with the canal. And this year they've had a really good year for the water.
Oh, that's good.
They're spilling. So that's good. But the thing is, we've seen how the climate changes, haven't we? And you can't, you know, you just can't rely on that. That's the problem we have. Because when you have the sort of El Nino, which is so, you know, sort of really comes into forward a couple of years, next year we might not get any rain. And then we have a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and also
yeah.
When it rains a lot, it's bad too. So.
Yeah, and also when it rains, because it can pour with rain, but if it doesn't rain in the right place, they don't get the water.
Yes.
So it reminds me a little bit of when we used to go by train into London, into work, into the city. And it was an overground train most of the way, but it wasn't the underground. And you used to get snow. And the trains would get delayed. But the announcement was hilarious because, it was sorry, the train to Blackfriars has been delayed this morning because of the wrong type of snow. Exactly.
How is that?
Exactly, because apparently, if it's a sort of like a powdery snow, it's a different condition than if it's a more, you know, I don't know, harder to get. But that was their excuse. The other one was that you used to get in autumn when the leaves fell off the trees, that the leaves were on the line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because then if they were actually on the line, sometimes the wouldn't grip, wouldn't grip the rail. So, oh, we had such exciting times in those days.
Wow.
So anyway, how was your week? Because anyway, we both went, didn't we? We went on Saturday evening, went to say ta-ta to Renee and Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're leaving for a two-year holiday.
Yeah.
At least 2 years. I mean, they're going to Greece. I mean, you only go to Greece for a holiday, don't you?
Yeah, we were at the restaurant.
It was. Yeah, very nice. Which restaurant was that, yes?
The Walla.
Oh, really? I wasn't going to say that, but.
Yes, it was great.
We did have a good time because Stephanie was there as well.
Yes, exactly.
And it's quite funny because if I'm there, an Englishman comes in, she grabs me, says, "Oh, look, there's an Englishman." Okay. So then I go off and chat to them.
Yeah.
Met a very interesting guy there the other night. He was, he's just sort of going through. He's been doing some diving, you know, doing some diving skills, stuff like that. So that was fun. And tell me, how did Ian go at the weekend? Because he was busy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he went to Penonome with the school they organized. And it was good until it started raining. So they had to skip one part of the tour because of the rain. But at the end, it was good. Good at night.
Yeah.
So it was good. And then on Sunday, he went to a parade.
He was
playing the saxophone at the parade in Juan Diaz.
Did it rain?
No, it was
raining. Oh, that's good, because his saxophone would fill up with water.
Yes.
Then what do? You blow bubbles.
Yes, but the thing is, it was too hot, very hot. So
yeah.
His skin right now is very red.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with having a suntan.
But yeah, everything was good.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. And what are we doing today? I guess you've already done your supermarket shopping. And
oh, yes, yesterday. But today he's going to practice the paddling.
Ah, okay.
So I'm going to be doing exercise.
Oh, you can be doing... Okay, good, yeah. Do some for me. All right.
I can
do it a bit. And what have we got with regards to this day in music?
Today was born Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yay. yeah, in 1958.
I don't think he's going to be celebrating.
Oh, he was a singer, songwriter. Jackson 5, the Jacksons,
of course, yeah.
And solo. Jackson is recognized as the most successful entertainer of all time by Guinness World Records.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The music videos for Beat It, Billie Jean, mm-hmm. and Thriller are credited with breaking down racial barriers,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and transforming the medium into an art form and promotional tool. His 1982 album Thriller is the best-selling studio album of all time.
It's not surprising, really.
No.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what type of microphones they used to record Thriller?
No.
The Which ones one? That we're using here. The Shure
really?
SM7Bs. Yeah. They use those. He used those for the vocals on Thriller. Yeah. Do I sound like Michael Jackson? No. Okay. Just a thought. Beat it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
This is Billie Jean.
I said don't mind, but what do you mean?
there we go. That's Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Happy birthday to Michael Jackson, if he was still around. I mean, you can't help tapping your feet, can you, to those?
Mm-hmm. I love his music.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And from one extreme to the other. Because we're going to a completely different artist, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. The next one is Diana Washington. She was born in 1924, American singer and pianist, who had the 1959 U.S. number 8 single, What a Difference a Day Makes, and two successful duets in 1960 with Brooke Benton, Baby, You've Got What It Takes, and A Rocking Good Way to Mess Around and Fall in Love.
Well, the one I have chosen is one of the duets. The one with Brooke Benton.
Okay.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. Bought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you. Special to make me say I do.
And baby, you've got what it takes.
Because it's yeah,
oh yeah,
go ahead,
spot again, honey.
I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's
it takes more than a lifetime, Daddy, to prove that I'll be true. Not you.
But it takes somebody special.
Like me, baby.
To make me say I do.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
Say it again.
Come on, let's do it one more time. All right?
And baby.
Oh, there we go. Yes, we didn't do it the first time, because the first one we played was What a Difference a Day Makes. But following on there, that was Brooke Benton together with Dinah Washington. And Baby, What a Difference a Day Makes was the first one. And Baby, that was... it's gone away. Here we go. Oh, I can't find it. No. Oh, yeah, What a Difference... Yeah. You've got what it takes.
Baby, yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly, yes, thank you. Yeah, I've got to say. But you know what, I said, because when I got the wrong one, I said I'm going to do three in a row. Because my favourite one is a song that she did. She did a number of times, actually. But it was a song that was written, words and music, by actor and playwright Noel Coward. And introduced in the 1932 review Words and Music by Joyce Barber and Steffi Duna, Nora Howard and Doris Hare. Now, the song details with the theme of unrequited love for a film star. It was written to be sung by female characters, although Coward, who was gay, also wrote the version, which was never performed, containing references to the then risque topic of gay love. Now, the song gained new popularity in 1992 when Dinah Washington's rendition was used in an advertisement for Levi Jeans. And it was re-released and it got into the top 50 in and then 1992.
Wow.
You're going to recognise which song it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Mad About the Boy.
About the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the can about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite
about the boy.
What a voice she's got. Hey, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, awesome. Amazing voice. You've heard that one before, have you?
I get that one. Yeah. But the ones before, no.
Yeah, we still play it. I play it a few times. Yeah. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And, it's happened a few times where advertisements have used somebody's music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's repopularized it. Mm-hmm. That's happened with that one. 1992, she got into the charts, which she originally recorded, I believe, in about 1961.
Mm-hmm.
But great song, yeah. Written and produced or introduced in the 1932 review Words of Music, and Words of Music by actor and playwright Noel Coward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, We Live and Learn. There's a song called that as well. We Live and Learn. Anyway, yes, look, you have a great day. Great Monday.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow. What have we got lined up for tomorrow?
We have a band.
Oh, we do, haven't we? Yes, in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're up a bit early for a band, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Normally they say, oh, no, can we have something at 9 o'clock?
Exactly.
Can't you do the program at midday, you know? Anyway, yes, have an absolutely wonderful Monday.
Thank you. All right,
to see you in the morning.
See you tomorrow.
I'm gonna walk away from love.
Mr. Marvin Gaye, and together there with that was with Paul Simpson and Miles Dalton as well, and that was Let's Get It On. Before that, it was David Ruffin and Walk Away From Love. And that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Yes, that's our Monday morning gone. Tomorrow we'll be back with the 30th of August. Oh, so scary. Big thanks that go out this morning to Yasmin, my producer here in the breakfast show studio, and for this day music as well. To Ingrid, our everyday, our story of everyday country folk, because she was with us this morning. Also, big thanks to Andreas for joining us from up there in Miami to chat with us about those two movies that we are giving away. Those of you that have sent in answers, Yasmin will be getting back to you a little bit later on today and let you know if you were successful or not. And if we have any tickets left over, then we're going to do it again first thing in the morning, early in the morning, give people that are sort of making their way into work perhaps a chance as well. So there we go. That's it. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in United Kingdom in Windsor, for his help with some of the background stuff that we use here on the Breakfast Show. And to the boys and girls at Group of Grada, keep us up and running. And, of course, to all of you, our listeners, our sponsors and our advertisers, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join us, it's easy. Just WhatsApp us, 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Be back with you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning here on 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. Gigi's going to be with you in just a few minutes. That's going to be great. She'll keep you entertaining. She's doing well. She's celebrating her fifth year this year. Absolutely wonderful. So Gigi's going to be continuing on from here. But for me, right now, please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.